Is your mind already set on who you want to represent your community for the next 4 years? Good news! You now have the chance to cast your vote over the next 2 weeks ahead of the 2022 civic election, set for October 15. Advance voting began on Monday, October 3, for Coquitlam, and will be officially underway for every other Tri-Cities municipality starting tomorrow, October 5. The early polls give eligible voters the opportunity to get their ballots in the box ahead of general election day, such as those on busier schedules or out of town on election day. To be eligible to vote, you must be a Canadian citizen, 18 years and older as of October 15, a BC resident of at least 6 months immediately before the day you register to vote, and a resident of the community you're voting in. Ballot stations are set to be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on advance voting days. The dates and locations for early voting in each Tri-Cities community is as follows, in alphabetical order. Anmore and Belcarra, October 5. Anmore Elementary Gymnasium, 30 Elementary Road. Belcarra Municipal Hall, 4084 Bedwell Bay Road. Coquitlam, October 5. Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way. October 6. Centennial Pavilion, 620 Poirier Street. October 8. Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way. Centennial Pavilion, 620 Poirier Street. Victoria Community Hall, 3435 Victoria Drive. October 11. Centennial Pavilion, 620 Poirier Street. October 12. Innovation Center, 1207 Pine Tree Way. Port Coquitlam, October 5. The Outlet, 2248 McAllister Avenue. Access off McAllister Street or Lee Square. October 8. Hyde Creek Recreation Center, 1379 Laurier Avenue. Port Moody, October 5. Wellness Room at Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road. October 8. Wellness Room at Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road. What do I need to vote? It's required to bring one or more pieces of identification to a polling station that confirms your identity and place of residence, which will ensure your eligibility. If you're already a registered voter, you'll only need one form of ID. If you're not registered, you're asked to bring two pieces of ID, including one that must have a signature. Acceptable documents include the following: BC Care Card, BC Driver's License, BC Identification Card issued by ICBC, BC Services Card, Canadian Citizenship Card, Birth Certificate, Credit or Debit Card, Current Property Tax Notice issued by the municipality, Social Insurance Card, Secure Certificate of Indian Status, Status Card, Utility Bill, Phone, Hydro, Gas, Telephone, Cable Service, etc. Valid Passport, Vehicle Insurance Documents issued by ICBC, Ministry of Social Development and Economic Security Request for Continued Assistance Form SDES-8. You can click on the following links to find more information. Anmore, Belcarra, Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Port Moody.